But just record just wouldn't to, work, huh?
To stop it? No. No.
Okay. Hi, I'm Sing. My address is 120 West Bowl, Aurora, Indiana. I was born March the 7th, 1898. And I'm born and raised in the same house that I'm living in now.
Wonderful. That's one of the things we wanted to ask you. My name is Dorothy Savara, and I am the interviewer. How about your mother and dad? Their names?
Well, my father is Herman Lansing, and he came from Germany when he was 6 months old. And my mother's name was Teresa Wambaugh, W-A-M-B-A-U-G-H.
And was she born in this country?
She was born in Decatur County, mm-hmm. up in Ram Greensburg someplace. And she came here and to Aurora as a young girl and married my dad. And they lived in two rooms here in this house, very house. And then they finally bought the whole house. And they rented part of it. And as we grew up, there was eight children. Mm-hmm. And as we grew up, they used the whole house. And they're all gone but me. I'm the last one of the Lansings. I have nieces and nephews, but none of real close relatives anymore. Mm-hmm.
What was Aurora like?
We were in business. I started in business when I was in 1922 on 2nd Street in the Maben building. James Maben owned the building at the time. I started had yard goods and infants wear. And that was 1922. And in my brother came in, George Lansing came in with me, and we went into ready to wear. And I worked on 2nd Street at in that store for 40 years. Mm-hmm. I was down there. I retired when I was 65. And in 1918 we had, we farmed, Mrs. H.A. Sutton farmed what is now AGV, City Welfare mm-hmm. Club. Mm-hmm. And Cassius McMullen was a lawyer. And we used to go down on 2nd Street and drill. Of course, we didn't have the cars parked all along. We had horse and buggies and road wagons. And really, my first job was at Chambers Stevens. That was down where the, on the corner there. I don't know who's in that big, I don't know who's in there now.
Which corner?
Where the Lions Club is.
Oh, yeah. Main and 2nd.
Main and 2nd. Mm-hmm. And those days, farmers would come in on Farmers Fair, and they would buy whole bolts of Alvey, and they made their underwear and sleeping garments and things out of underwear. I sold many a bolt of. That was one of my first jobs before I went into business for myself on 2nd Street. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, you already had the experience.
And about the AGVs, mm-hmm. he was sort of our drill master, and we would go down in the evenings and drill, and then we sold bonds and did Red Cross of all kind of work. Mm-hmm. And then after the war was over, and we used to have our meetings in the library basement mm-hmm. in there. We had our meetings once a month, and we had bake sales and things like that, and for city welfare is what it was, to help. And then we made a park where the highway is now. That used to be Stedman's Foundry.
Where 50
right by the old depot.
Oh.
Our
mm-hmm.
old depot, and it was right there. The tracks went through, and it was on the other side of it.
Yeah.
And then we made we put some shrubbery there, and we made like a garden there to mm-hmm. kind of beautify. After see Stedman's Foundry, then moved to West Aurora. That's where it was. That's because my sister worked out there for a long time. And that's when it worked. I don't know. Was there anything else that you can think of?
Well, the AGV stayed after the war was over.
It's,
then,
yeah.
Right?
It went in. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still belong. I'm a charter. I think there's about two charter members.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I think Helen Norrick is mm-hmm. one. And I think Sarah, what is your name? Sarah Steele.
Mm-hmm.
She's one. There's only three of us left, the charter members. They're all new members. I still belong, but I can't attend all their meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go once in a while.
Once a month?
But,
do they meet?
Huh?
On a regular basis, once a month? Or
yeah, they have meetings.
There
have been meetings. When we first began, we used to meet in people's in homes because
mm-hmm.
I had them here, and of course my sister lived next door, and she used to have them, and we went different places to meet for meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've been meeting for the last, I guess, maybe 10 years in the Methodist, in the church down there.
It's kind of central.
I guess, uh-huh. And, it's so different. Saturday night, and crowds on 2nd Street, you couldn't walk through 2nd Street.
Yeah.
And now you can shoot a...
Great, so it
you can shoot
changed,
a gun down there. You couldn't hit anybody. There wouldn't be anybody there.
Yeah. Did the store stay open?
We stayed
late
open. We were open till 10 o'clock
oh,
on sometimes.
On
and if we had a customer or something was in the store, a lot of times it was after 11 o'clock before I got home at night.
Bustling.
And
the
we opened up in the morning at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to carry. I had to take my kindling from home, go down, start a fire. Take the coal. We had a coal shed in the back. The toilet was out in the back. We had a walk to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
No inside plumbing. No nothing.
Nobody did.
No. Nobody had it. No. We didn't have it. I didn't have it home here for a long time. Finally, we got water up here in front, and they laid lines, and we got water there, but we had to carry it around. We had a cistern. I still got my pump back there in the back, but I don't clean it out or anything,
mm-hmm.
but there's always water in it. I have it fixed so that it runs off of the roof, see, and run down into there. For
do you use it then for flowers?
I use it for watering
mm-hmm.
plants and things. It's better, you know, rain water.
Oh, yes.
I used to use a lot of it. I don't have plants like I used to, but I used to have flower beds and things that I watered with it, and it was really better than
wet bed. With no minerals added or whatever?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That would be good.
And,
did the flu epidemic do anything in Aurora?
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Yeah.
So
I lost a brother.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was
and
that,
of course,
what,
we couldn't take him to church.
1918.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine that, but they said it was bad.
It was bad. You know, we couldn't take him to church.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a lot of people that passed away down there in that place next where Ruhlmann's are now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Myers has lived in there.
Yeah.
And they had both of their both girls died, Anna and Mame Meyer. They both died, and they laid them out in the windows, those big windows there in the front, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, meant a lot of people did that because they couldn't take them, they didn't take them. See, they did their embalming and things in the homes then.
Mm.
You know, I remember that.
So they worried about.
Yeah, they. I remember. My brother Joe was it was Holt House and Ruhlmann then.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Ruhlmann, see, Holt House. And they.
Did that last all through the winter, or was it just big surge?
It was just more like in October and November. In those months, it was just so bad. I had the flu, but I didn't have it too bad. But and my younger brother had it, but the rest of them didn't have it. And then my brother that died, he was a diabetic, and with that, see, it was just couldn't take it. He was only about, he was in his 20s. Mm-hmm. He was young.
Yeah, that would make a difference.
He couldn't, those things turned into pneumonia, and it was bad.
Really wasn't much, well, there still isn't that much you can do for flu, but there wasn't, go to bed.
Last Christmas I was in bed.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get through Christmas Mass last year.
Oh,
I took sick the Wednesday before Christmas, and I was in bed, and Christmas they all came out, and they brought my dinner. I couldn't eat it. And the day after Christmas, I wasn't any better, and Patrick was here, and he called Dr. Baker, and Dr. Baker said, take her into the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I had tetanus pneumonia, and I was in there over a week. I was in there over New Year's. Mm-hmm. I came home the day after New Year's.
I don't know what that is again. One of the questions they were asking was food or gas, or was there any sort of rationing during
during
the First World War?
Yeah. Of course, we didn't have any car. We didn't have to worry about that. We weren't rich enough to have a car.
Not too many.
But you had to have things to get sugar and all that kind
of. Like stamps?
Yeah, stamps.
Like they had in the Second World War?
Oh, yeah.
Similar to that.
Yeah, everything was rationed, yes.
Until the war was over?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But anything else, like clothing or shoes or anything like there was later?
No, I didn't think there was much on
mostly
that.
Mostly food.
If you had the money to buy it.
That would affect
people. Didn't have
people.
The money.
It's true.
Those days, like they got today, they didn't make the wages.
Yeah.
I didn't make them either.
No.
But that's what don't seem fair to me. Because when I worked at Chamber Stevens, I got $7 a week. And I worked at night for that. And from about 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 at night, that's when the stores were open. And then on Saturday night, and sometimes
too.
During the week, it would be open. $7
a week. Probably a six-day week.
But I think I saved more on that $7 a week than some of these people make $50 and $60 a week. Because I don't know, I said, I don't know how I would do today on the wages and the money the way they do. I don't know.
More comes in, more goes out, I guess.
Yeah, so I don't, I'm not rich or anything, but I don't have to ask for anything. I can get what I want to when I want it.
That's a whole lot.
And do what I want to.
That's a whole lot.
And my house is paid for. All I have to do is pay insurance and taxes. Mm-hmm. That's all.
You're way ahead, I think, of most people. And you work for
it. I had to have so much done. I had all my rooms paneled, and I had to have a bathroom built, and I had to have a furnace put in. We had stoves.
And nice and snug.
Didn't have furnace.
It's nice and snug now, isn't it?
Yeah, just the way I like it.
Mm-hmm. You set it where you want, too, can't you? Do you remember a Royer Wheel Works?
Everybody worked there.
Oh, it was the big,
the
biggest
almost everybody in
industry
worked at the Royer Wheel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of people from Cincinnati came down and worked. Like the Kellys. I don't know, of course you remember the Kellys. Mm-hmm. They lived over there I remember that first street. Let's see, my cousin Thayawas lived in that house that looks like it was all growing up in on George Street over there.
Yes, uh-huh, yeah.
And Uncle Charlie Thagerwald.
Mm-hmm.
Thagerwald's here. Mrs. Thagerwald and my dad's, she was Lansing.
Oh, that was a pretty house.
And that was such a pretty house. They had those pretty shutters on that house. Oh, that was all
pretty.
Hate
to see it go down.
And Aunt Ann, and of course they had quite a few children. And then my Uncle Charlie had a grocery store right across the street from there.
Mm.
And, we used to buy our groceries from there. And the boys, Lawrence and some of the boys, would be on the on their wagon and truck and come out here and take orders, you know, maybe mm-hmm. get then, but now Landy,
you don't find many of those anymore, do you?
Now, no. Unless you pay $2 or $3 to get it
delivered.
That's
right. That's extra. It used to be. Mm.
I don't know.
Well, that was Steigerwald's Grocery. Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
On George
mm-hmm.
Street.
On George Street.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Did that turn into another grocery store later? Was it called?
No, I don't think it did. No. I think it just
it
went
was
out.
Probably gone.
Minix used to be over there too.
Maybe that's
Minix
what I'm thinking.
Minix was on the other corner,
on the other side.
Up further. It was on the same side, only it was out up mm-hmm. farther towards the railroad crossing.
I see. Steigerwald's on
Minix.
That one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mabel and. And then they lived right across the street. She was an AGV. Mabel mm-hmm. was. She owned the AGVs, and mm-hmm. she used to entertain in her home. And that place was torn down. That was a
I remember
pretty
that.
Home. That was not
beautiful,
a pretty home.
Big,
there.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, big.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. She
on that
had
opposite
the,
corner.
Had AGVs over there lots
be
of times. Yeah.
George and Johnson.
And then Kelly's, they moved here from, they were a family. They had two or three. Well, Genevieve was my age, and then there was a Loretta that used to run around with my sister Lean, and before when we were kids growing mm-hmm. up, and there was somebody the other day that mentioned a name, and they used to live in Westside. They went to our church, and they had a reunion. Well, I can't mm-hmm. I don't know where was I that I guess it was at the meal site. Somebody was talking about they had a class reunion, and they said everybody was there. Now I can't recall that name, but it was that girl I know that went to school with me up here, and she had she wasn't in my class, but she went to St. Mary's, and she was they lived over on Westside, and I used mm-hmm. to go over there and used to go over and play together.
Oh, yeah.
But she wasn't as old as I was. She was younger, but ran around with her. And she was the only one, they said, that wasn't there. And I've been trying all since I heard it to think of that name, but I just can't recall now
it'll
who
come
she was.
When you're trying to think of something else, that's when mine ran up. Oh, you remember any songs or recreation type, party type things that would have been different then about that time? Any World War One songs or... Or maybe just after. But I don't know if anyone's mentioned any.
Any songs?
Songs.
Oh, we sing
music.
A lot. Yeah, our music's so different from what it was today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, land, yes, I don't know. And we were just talking about, movies. Patty and I, she said last night she... want to know if I watched Belle of St. Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I just got the last part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I was turning on the radio and just flipping, you know, mm-hmm. from there. I don't know, on these stations they had so much killing and shooting and everything, and I don't like that. So.
You hate having missed one that was so
So good. Then I flipped mm-hmm. and I just got the last of that Belle of St. Mm-hmm. Mary. Of course, that's as old as the hill, as old as I am, I guess.
Yeah, but it's still a good movie.
Well, those, you know, and she said last night she watched Gone with the Wind. And
I would have
known, I'd like to see that again.
It's
I saw it two or three
evening.
Times, but I like those old plays better than what they have on now. They didn't have so much shooting in that years
just
ago.
Just told a story.
It's just nice stories, you mm-hmm. know. And some of them were a little racy, but not too much. I mean, not as much as today.
Just as good today as they were then, too.
Yeah, I like
they? They stand up
And
well.
That Bing Crosby, I just love to hear him sing. Those old songs, you know, and all that. I don't know.
It's in his prime, I think, when he...
Some of these.
Nothing's doing it. But my little light went out. It shows me when that's still working. Okay. How about Prohibition? Was that a big thing in Aurora?
Yes, it was. They used to have their places where they could go. You know.
Against the law, but anyway.
I went to a few of them.
They called them speakeasy, I suppose. They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Moonshining, was that a thing around?
Well, they had them. They'd be in really nice homes, you know.
make their own.
And if you wanted to get, make their mm-hmm. homebrew, you know, mm-hmm. what they called it then. We never made any of it, but I had been places. We'd go out crowds together, mm-hmm. two or three couple, and we'd go places like that. And they'd, mm-hmm. they'd have beer, you know, and drinks.
Nobody worried too much
no,
about it,
uh-uh.
did they?
I don't think.
You said there were very few cars. Transportation is one of the things I was going to ask you.
Well, the streets down there, and there were, you know, on Second Street, we could drill down there. But you can't hardly get through down there now. One car right after the other on both sides.
That's right.
We used to drill. We were down there from Ulrich's up past. They used to be, Burke's clothing store, and Schultz's had a clothing store down there. There were stores on Second Street.
And that's why it was busy.
Goldsmiths, you know, they had a big department. They was right next to us. We were on one alley and they was on the other.
That's right.
And up the street was Smars. They had a dress shop. And they moved from there up on 3rd Street. And I just saw the other day in the paper where Selma saw Smars just died. She was in the hospital.
Oh,
she was 80-some years old. I think she was the one that had the dress shop down there. But, I mean, there was places you could go and buy. Now there's nothing down there. Nothing. Yeah. And there was a little place there where you could go in there and you could buy a plate lunch for 35 cents.
Oh, my.
It was just two doors. We were on the alley. Yeah. And then next to us was Benny Schusterman had a shoe store there. And next to that, there was two men, I can't recall her name now, they had like a tailor shop. There was a little tailor shop.
Oh.
And then next to them was this place, and they served meals, plate lunches at noon, 35 cents. You'd get a meat, you'd get your potatoes, you'd get a vegetable, 35 cents. But you can't buy a sandwich for 35.
No, you can't. Not any kind
you
of
can't
sandwich.
You can't buy anything
no.
for 35, can you?
Oh, my. That helped when the wages were like that, too.
Yeah,
that,
well, I don't know. I liked the times better then than I do now. I mean, I had a better time. But you can't, you know, I don't know. I think
hard to compare, I guess.
No, it is. You can hardly compare what was going on when I was around 20 years old, 25, 30.
Were the streets brick then?
No.
This big brick
that I got out here, they cracked it when they put in the lines. It's a great big thing. We got it down on 2nd Street and had hauled out there. My dad's name was living then. And that's still there. But when they put that, they put a new line in here, a gas line, summer before last. And they cracked the end of it. But if you go out, you can notice it. But that's where our streets, that's where the Aurora Streets was made out of.
When did that change, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
When they first changed those over?
I don't remember what year that would be.
A lot of the bricks were removed when they put in pipes
when they put in them. Well, then Farmer's Ferry, you know, they never had in buildings. It was on the streets. Everything was on the streets, the first Farmer's Fair. They had these big long table things, and all your pumpkins and all your, everything was out there.
Yeah, everybody would see it.
You didn't have to go in buildings like they do now. They have it down there, don't they? I was only in there once.
It's a nice display, but it can't be on the street, I guess.
I don't know. How long has that fair been going on?
I think more than 75 years, because I remember the 75th one as being a biggie. So it's beyond that, maybe 79?
Well, I was in school, I think, when they had those things. Used to come down and go down on Saturdays. We had a parade, I don't think they had it on Friday. It probably might have started on Friday, but I can only remember that Saturday. With all those things down, all way down Second Street, big pumpkins and the rifles, and all their farm displays were out on the street. It was farmers bare out on the street.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was meant to be, wasn't it?
Yeah. But now everything's so commercialized, I don't know.
But it was something to look forward to, wasn't it, from one year to the next?
Yeah.
I worried about the thing. I should have timed me. But I didn't. I think I've got any more suggestions. Oh, about women's suffrage? Were you involved in that at
no,
all?
No,
I wondered if AGV was as a woman's group.
Not too much.
Probably.
I've never heard too much about it. Uh-uh.
Be just individually,
yeah,
if they were.
Yeah, I think it was more
mm-hmm.
or less. Uh-huh.
But after the war was over, then it continued on its welfare mission, the AGV.
AGV, mm-hmm. yeah. And after the war, we just, you know, kept on going. And mm-hmm. and then, I don't know, we just didn't have that to do. But we tried to beautify, and I think a park out in mm-hmm. West Aurora out there. We had bake sales and things, you know, and from the little money that we made, why we tried to beautify Aurora.
Oh, yeah.
We fixed that place up there where the Stedman's family was. It was all along there on the track. Oh, that place is so different. I can close my eyes and see it, because
mm-hmm.
it was houses, you know, all along there, and then the street, and then that office depot. Of course, when the trains had run, that was so nice too. You go in there and get in the morning and go into the city and come back on that late o'clock. Get
that
back there about 10 o'clock.
That sounded so good. I wish they did
yeah.
that now.
Well, my mother, they was having a festival up at St. Mary's, and of course she always helped. And she was going from the old schoolyard. I don't know whether you don't remember the.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the old school?
I remember when they
well,
built them. Yes.
With the sister's house set down,
mm-hmm.
and there was like
that's
a stone wall along there, a
mm-hmm.
deep stone wall, and you go down into the sister's house, and they was having a social, or it was a 2-day affair, and they cooking the things, and they were doing part of it down in the sister's home, and she got on one of those rocks on that wall, and the one tripped, and she broke her hip.
Ooh.
So they took her to Good Samaritan Hospital, and then they didn't do like they do now.
Mm.
All they did was straighten her leg out, and had sandbags
Ooh.
And weights.
Ooh.
And she was in the hospital for 6 weeks.
Just lying there still.
Just lying there in Good Samaritan Hospital. Couldn't move.
All that healed.
And that healed. See, they didn't do like...
Mm-mm.
And I was in the store at the time, and my sister lived in the house. Her name was Rosemeyer. I don't know if you remember
her
or not.
Remember
but
her.
She lived in the house where Roger,
mm-hmm.
or not Roger.
Yeah, Roger.
It's Roger. And Roger mm-hmm. Roman bought that house. They bought that house.
I didn't know Rose.
And, she would come over and stay in the store while I would get on that train at noon. I could get on it at 1 noon, around 11 o'clock, go into the thing, go up to the... I said, I couldn't find anything now if I had to, but I don't know I sometimes think, wonder how I did all those things. I sit here a lot of days, and I can't do it now, and I think, what's the matter with me now? And then I said something to somebody the other day, I said, what's the matter with me? I said, I can't do those things. And they said, well, you was only in the 20s or 30s. And she said, now you're 91. And she said, what can you expect?
When you're 20, you can do anything.
Yeah, I thought I could. Yeah.
Did
I tried it.
Did you catch a streetcar or a bus when you got off the train?
I walked up so far. Of course, the depot was down, you know, kind of
mm-hmm.
like I guess you'd be afraid to walk down there where the old depot
mm-hmm.
was. But I walked up and got a streetcar. I went up to Good Samaritan Hospital every day. I went up that way for 6 weeks. And then they brought her home. And, that bedroom there is where she was. That she died down in that room right in there. And my dad
mm-hmm.
did too. And that's the reason I always wanted to stay here, because
mm-hmm.
I was
sure.
born here, and the rest of
Absolutely.
Them, all of us was born here, but my old sister Rose,
mm-hmm.
and she, I don't know where she was born, but they moved here shortly after she was born, and the rest of us was all born here, and so I can remember when they brought her home then, and she was still in bed. Oh, but it just took years, you know. Then
so.
We had to have crutches for. She got around on those a little bit, and then it was a cane, and finally she did get this.
Did she? Good.
Yeah, huh?
Full recap.
But, oh, it was just, you know, just so long. And now people, you know,
have them up in 2 days or something.
Yeah. Put something in there.
Pins
and
in,
I don't know what they do, but it's just, it, just to see how things have gone, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Some of them have gone in the right direction.
Yeah.
Some of them you wonder about.
I know.
Things were just simpler.
I'm glad, though, that I lived in those times. I don't think I would... I feel sorry for the kids that are coming out now.
I don't know any of this. Yeah,
uh-uh.
I just know part of it. But
well, I know our kids, my nephews and nieces, when I tell them, I say, well, you kids got the bull by the tail. I said, you don't know what it is. And I said, we didn't have lights. We had to clean the chimneys and fill the lamps before we went to school.
Oh, no.
And when we came home at night.
How often then would you have to do that with each one?
Well, we had to look at most every morning. You'd have to kind of look. If you smoked it, turned it up too high, you know they smoked.
Mm-hmm.
We had to clean the chimneys.
It's a regular chore.
Yeah,
man.
We had to do it. And on Monday night, rain.
Monday morning.
You got up Monday morning, and boy, it was, and Marcia was outside. It was one of them kind of first that I think the ones that we had first, you had to do something with. You had to kind of do
mm-hmm.
this. And then finally we got something a little bit more modern. And God brought it in here. But that was Monday. Oh, my sister used to get so mad. She'd say, the only day in the week that you could have off and sleep, you have to get up and wash. If a holiday come on
no
Monday.
Oh,
you had to do it,
you
know.
Still did.
And then Monday night, when you come home from work, I said, now they don't iron shirts. All them collars was stiff, you know, mm-hmm. starch, rolled
yes.
up, you know, and that stuff.
Sprinkled down.
Roll them up. On Monday night.
Yeah.
You come home Monday. There you get, Monday night, all handkerchiefs. They all used handkerchiefs. And, oh, I tell you, I said, nowadays, take them out of the dryer and shake them a little bit and put them
mm-hmm.
on.
People complain when they have
and
to
you
get
know,
the
I
iron
still,
out.
And you know, I still can't, I have to take them out of the dryer and I have to put the iron on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something in there that,
well, you touch
it's just
them
up. The way you're brought up, I guess.
Well, some of the drip dry, they look all right, but they don't look as good.
They
so you go
look,
ahead
well,
and,
I have to
you were raised to iron.
I said, Nettie Elric, I miss her so much. She used to come out and she'd change my bed, see? Pull the things off and take them home and wash them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since she's been sick, I have to do it. And I can't hardly get the... My hands are so crippled up that I can't really get the mattress for the sheets over
the
them big
fitted.
Mattresses
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
things. Oh, they're so heavy and
yes,
so hard.
Sir.
I told her, I said, well, I think I'm going to wait 2 weeks. I said, but what I said,
right.
it takes me, I said, I do it on Sunday. I take them off on, I'm washing on Monday.
You're still washing on Monday.
I'm still washing on Monday. I tell you, I just got one way to go. And I don't know, that stuff's just pounding in you that, you can't, it's just like religion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, some people can just go on and they don't think anything of it, you know.
Keep on
they
changing.
They can just stay home and they don't go to Mass. And if I didn't get the Mass on Sunday, I just couldn't live the week.
You need that.
I need
you
that.
Too.
I have to have it.
Too.
And some people don't, they just don't care.
No.
I don't know. I don't think they teach religion right in the schools.
They don't teach it the same, I know.
They don't have the sisters. I was brought up like that. And boy, it was pounded so deep.
Mm-hmm.
When Father Lynch, I think it was Father Lynch came here, he tried to get me, he wanted me, I wouldn't go to communion unless I went to confession. And what do you got to tell?
He said, "What do you got?" And he just worked on me till I did get rid of some of it, but I still got it in
here. Comes from childhood.
And I just can't, you know.
Don't
my mother
right.
was like that. She would get up in the morning. My younger brother was a server. And she would get up at 5 o'clock mass. We'd have that, you know, on holy days. She would take him and go up there, and if it was snow, I know a lot of times she'd come home and they'd be wet up to there. They'd wade through the... We didn't
still
have any snow plows or anything. Nobody came out and sprinkled anything on
them.
You just went. You just... But now, land's sake, they have to have automobiles, and they have to have everything done, and they have to have this.
Very just, soft, aren't we?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know whether I'm right or wrong.
Well, you can compare when some of them can't. They didn't know
yeah,
that
they're
at
just,
all.
I don't know. The young people now, I don't know. And I do think, I think Father, though, I think he's kind of extravagant with things. In paper
right.
stuff. I think he ever does that.
It's a whole different
yeah.
look at things, isn't
it? I don't think you need that. Now, all that stuff he passed out for I got an Advent wreath down on my table. But I can't imagine somebody coming home with about 3 or 4 kids and sitting down there and having an Advent wreath and that prayer there. What's they gonna
on
they ain't gonna do it?
Yeah.
They won't do it.
No, I don't think so either. It's a different
I was
time.
Just brought up with it. I mean, you know, and I think we had more religion then than they got now.
It was solemn, seems like, and
yeah.
thoughtful.
It was it's just so different. The whole world is different. It's just you just can't.
Everything seems so timely now that there are too many things intruding, maybe.
Oh yeah, there's too many distractions.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
too many
it.
Places
that's
to go.
That's a good word for it. It's
and
distraction.
And to spend money for, and all this.
People frantic to have you come spend your money there.
I know. Yeah. We didn't have it. You know, I didn't make a lot of money, but I saved my money, and tried to.
That's training too, isn't it? That's training too, isn't
yeah,
it? That
yeah.
you save some. No matter what you have.
And now I can have the interest on it and I can live like I want to. Mm-hmm. And but the kids nowadays don't have anything from one. Hey, I know next door. That's one of my nephew's
Whoops.
Kids.
Hold it. Right. People, not people that didn't save regularly.
Uh-huh.
It was a thing that everybody was supposed to do
yeah,
then, wasn't
well,
it? If you were.
Yeah. And they don't save anything now. Everything goes. They make better money too. They're making a whole lot. Of course, everything is so high.
Everything is expensive, and there are many things that you can buy always, no matter how much money you have. But maybe that's drummed in at home, you think? From parents.
Yeah.
Because I imagine there were people then that also didn't save.
Oh, they didn't.
But,
no,
yeah.
no, they didn't save. Spent it all.
Not for a rainy day or anything else.
I don't know. My mother was, she was very, she wasn't stingy, but she, you know.
Knew just, how to make it
yeah.
work
and
last.
We paid school money, and now I send the kids, I don't know, they can't pay. Of course, they have to pay more than we did. I think ours was 50
but
cents.
But there was tuition then.
50, yeah, we had tuition, yeah.
Wonder when that stopped through the years.
I don't know. We paid 50. I don't know. It was so much for if you had, you know, one or two going. You paid 50 cents and then I think a quarter or something like that for the other ones. It wasn't very much, but it was...
You had a big family.
We had report cards and every month, you know, and... our kids, none of us, we wouldn't go to school unless we had the money for the report cards, you know.
Oh,
and
we'd
just stand there and wait, and she'd give it to us, and we'd go on to pay the school money. We all went to school. Of course, I never, after I left up here, I went longer than the eighth grade. A lot of them, after, you know, they, most of them went, we only had eighth grade.
I see.
But in the last few years, when I went to school, there was a few that graduated, went to 12, but mm-hmm. I didn't graduate. They didn't graduate from no place. And we weren't allowed to go to public school.
You weren't allowed?
No. My brother, George, he was younger than I. Mm-hmm. And when he finished eighth grade up here, him and another boy wanted to go to, and Father Mackey was here at the time.
No, he's just a name.
Oh, he was strict.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's what I heard.
He was strict. When you got, and we used to have Sunday afternoon catechism, every Sunday mm-hmm. afternoon. And Evelyn Frank's lived on 4th Street, and they had a grocery store, and they had a whole lot of kids. Mm. And Evelyn was in the class with me, and you went according to alphabet, the way you sat in mm-hmm. in your first pews. We were, we had made our community. I was the last one that made then they started for the six, or the younger ones, you know, mm-hmm. like to make word communion. Mm-hmm. And I was in the last class. I was 12 years old.
Oh, when you made your first communion?
When I made my first communion. Now, and that mm-hmm. was the year I made my first communion, that there was a whole bunch of younger children went mm-hmm. with us, in our class. Mm-hmm. And there was only, Tilvin Lurdy and Hazel Langan and myself. I think there was only three, and Edna Molenkamp. There was only four girls in our mm-hmm. class, and it went to the eighth grade, And then we made our communion. Then the rest of them, and Lorraine, my niece, was my candle carrier. And she made her communion the same time I did. She was just about, I don't know, she was about seven, mm-hmm. something like that. I think I'm 7 years older than she is. She was 85. And I was 91, I think it's about 7 years difference in our age. But she was my candle carrier when we had candle bearers then.
Everybody had their
made their communion, had a candle, candle bearer. And then, Edna Molenkamp was my partner. And I had her, Mama had, all of our relatives was here on that day, and because it was nice, we was out in New York. I got some pictures that we had taken. Mm. And that was the last time. And I don't know why. And then we sat in seats in church, in the first seats. Evelyn Frank was first. And I was second. And then I don't know who was after that. And then he would ask us questions out of the catechism. That was Sunday afternoon you went there, and then we had Vespers and Benediction after that. And if you missed a question, then somebody, if it answered it, moved up. Well, we went mm-hmm. that whole year, and Father Mackey was here, and he gave the first prize was it was embroidered. It was like a dress pattern. You could make a dress out of it. It was it was wide stuff, and then it was a bottom part was just like embroidery. We don't see it anymore, but we used to have embroidery petticoats and things.
Mm-hmm.
And you could buy embroidery, but I never see that. Do you ever see it?
Not anymore.
Of course, I don't get in the stores anymore.
No,
like
I don't
to.
See it. If
but
so
you
it's
could make ruffles.
Done.
You know, you had it on the make slips. Of course, everybody mm-hmm. made things then, and. She never missed, and I never missed. And at the end of the season, she got this dress thing, and I got a pin from Father Mackey.
Because you were still in the class.
Because I was still there. I never missed the question. I knew that because I got over there in my box, and I could answer every one of them questions. I could
bet you still can.
Yeah, I can.
I'll bet
you
can.
And, you know, I hear Father up there, you know, saying a lot of those things, and I thought, that wasn't the way I learned it. You know,
yeah.
I didn't learn like that.
Is that the Baltimore Catechism?
Yeah.
I think that's what
it's just worn out. Mm-hmm. I still got it in that thing right by my desk, or by my chair there. Every once in a while, I get it out and look at it, and mm-hmm. I think, was we dumb, or was we Are we right? Was we right, or are they right now?
Or do you know more than they're teaching right now?
Yeah.
You wonder. You really
do. We learned that catechism from back to back, and Bible history we had. And that father came over there every day at noon from 11 to 11:30 when we got out. Mm-hmm. And we had Bible history. Read Bible history and answered questions on it. I don't think they were doing that.
What grade level was this when you were getting the Bible history?
7th and 8th.
Mm-hmm.
6th, 7th, and 8th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We called it church history.
We went to confession, I think, when we before we went to communion. I think about a couple of years they let you go to confession. But you had to be 12 years old to go to communion. And I was the last one in my class, was the last one that went. The rest of them were all smaller, and they all, you know.
From then on, they went at 7th or 2nd grade. Or
I don't know how they do now. They've got something different now, haven't they?
I think it's still 2nd grade. I'm not real sure if they do it differently now.
I don't know. I see kids come in church, and they sit down. And they just sit there, and they look around. And Bo told me that he's got his grandchildren, and he said they don't know what the rosary is. And I said, oh, what a shame if they, you know. He said they don't teach it. And I said, I don't know what I'd do without the rosary. I pray a rosary every day. That's the first thing I do when I get up in the morning. I pray that rosary. And I just don't know. I
hate to let some things go.
I do.
They mean something to you. They really do.
I don't know what I'd do without it. But I don't know what they teach. I have never been in their schoolrooms to see what the teacher, what they do. I don't know. But
might be interesting to visit during the weeks that they ask us to.
On my 90th birthday, the kids up in school sent me. Every one of them sent something.
Goodness sakes.
And it was so nice. All these things that the kids.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Aren't they special? Gee. Oh, with little messages inside.
Yes, yeah, some of them are. And then, see, they made little, just little cards like this.
Oh, my.
All them kids from first and second grade. All of them.
That's so sweet.
Isn't that cute?
One of them different.
I got a whole bunch of them. I was 90 years old.
That's so thoughtful. Look on back. Happy birthday. Look on back.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you. And it's got drawing things on. I don't know who their teachers were.
No, each one did their own little thing. Isn't that nice?
Isn't that cute?
I like people that are 90, it says. Oh, that's
all
sweet.
All I say is a kid. Those are all cards that I got. Oh, I saved them all, but I thought they...
I would, too.
Oh, they'll throw them away someday.
Oh, maybe, but they won't mean anything to anybody else.
No,
they do
they
to
won't.
You.
But I like
that's
them.
Sweet.
The bigger kids made these, and then the younger ones, the littler kids, they all wrote notes and things. I thought I was so surprised. I didn't even know that, that they knew that I had a birthday. Of course, I
teacher didn't. Must have known and talked to them, and they all did their own.
I don't
ideas.
Know. It might have been through. It might have been through. It might have been through. Through Teresa.
Might have been.
She might have told us, because she knew, because Lori had the Lori Backman had the party for me, and then we went over there. I didn't know. They told me the. They come and got me and told me to go over there, and then around 6 o'clock we went over to the country club, and they had a birthday cake for me, and father was there, and it was awful nice. I was really surprised. I just had an awful nice.
That was the idea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To surprise you nice.
Yeah, it was awful nice.
That is neat.
Well, where'd we get?
Let's see, where'd, oh, the theater, it says. When did the palace start? At Palace and Another one?
Yeah, we had one up at Palace, where there on up on 2nd Street, and we had another, they called it a Niccolo. They had one down below. Of course, it was only a nickel.
Was it a nickel?
Yeah, it was a nickel when they first started. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could go for a nickel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, were they silent then, the first ones that were here?
I don't know. I never went too much to shows, but no, I don't think they were.
They were already talking?
I was talking. Then.
And did both of them go all the time or just on weekends?
No, they had time. And then we used to have one up there in the, what they call the Opera House.
Hmm. On second
floor? On second floor. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. People that lived, they lived out, Moran had a, they lived on our street here. They lived out there in one of those little houses along here. People, I don't know anybody that lives on this street now, but I used to know Gus Stahl had the butcher shop, Stahl's meat market.
Yeah, it was fun.
And he lived up there with his, and they had two girls, Alma and Frida, and we used to play together. And then the people that run this thing, it was up in one of those, I don't know whether they call it the Odd Fellows Temple or what they call on 2nd Street, one of those buildings there.
Almost
upstairs,
the
they
library,
had a movie theater.
Across the
up
alley
there.
From Gamble's.
Yeah, uh-huh,
there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You went upstairs and went there.
And they were movies too?
Yeah, they
or
had movies
live.
Up there.
I thought maybe it was live.
No, they had movies up there. And their name was Kyle. And Medora Kyle.
And K-Y-L-E?
K-Y-L-E.
I hadn't heard of them at all.
Well, they had a movie there. And they lived on this street, and they had this one girl in the door, and we used to play in the two stalls, Frida and Alma. And then finally they built that place down there on 2nd Street, see, where the meat market is, where Tandy's used to have their shop. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's in there. See, that used to be Stahl's meat market. They had, the first, when they had the meat market, was around there, next to Ulrich's, in that little place there. Mm-hmm. And then after that, there was
around
a barber shop there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that used to be Saul's meat market. And because we, Frida and I, used to carry her dad's supper down to him, and we'd walk around there. And that was the little place.
Saul,
meat market.
Stalls.
Uh-huh.
S-T-O-L-L.
S-T-O-L-L. Saul.
And
Gus
it was
Saul.
Gus. Yeah, I've heard the name, but
Gus
it
Saul.
Wasn't
And we used to carry his supper down there to him. He would be working, and we'd take it down there. And then he'd give us a wiener or something like that.
Keep coming back.
Yeah, come back.
Now, I've heard that he had great meat there.
Oh, yeah.
Was that connected to a slaughterhouse or something locally?
Yeah, they had a slaughterhouse. I guess it's still there.
Oh, the one
Sunnyside.
That's out on Sunnyside.
Uh-huh. You're off that road, past the park.
Yeah, Park Avenue Road.
Park Avenue, out in there someplace.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it used to be. Yeah. I don't know whether there's still anything out there yet or not.
I can't remember anything.
It used to be Johnny Funk and Funks and Funks and the Stalls and Helen Stalls, mother-in-law, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they lived in that house right across the street. Cleavers built that house where Kelly lived now.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mrs. Cleaver died, and after she was gone, they lived on Connell Street, and they built that house down there. And then after they moved out of there, Stahls moved in there. And that's Helen Stahls, mother-in-law and father-in-law. And see, she married Lenny Stahl.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived in there. And after they moved, then Kelly's living there.
Yes, they do now, don't they?
Our mayor is in there now.
But that was, you say Stahls built that house?
No, Cleavers.
Cleavers
built
it.
Cleavers built that house.
Yeah.
And then I see, but his name I think was Bill Stahl.
Hmm.
And then they had... This, of course, they, Bill and his wife lived in there, and then Kelly's is in there now.
Mm-hmm. And great big houses,
huh?
The great big houses,
big
aren't they?
Houses.
That one and the Myers.
Well, see, they sold their house now. I don't know those people moved in there.
I didn't realize they were gone. I heard they were selling them.
They were over on Patty and Dan. It was over on, is it Hillview?
Mm-hmm. Could be up off of Sunnyside.
Yeah. They bought a house
road
over there.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
They'd been worrying about the house was too big and everything because, well, they got two kids only up there.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to be, and they put a sign out. These people came, looked at it, they signed it, and she decided she didn't want to move.
Oh my.
And so of course, the only thing then, they told me the only thing that she could do would be that they'd have to have a lawsuit.
Because
she had signed.
Once you signed, that's...
But they offered them such a good price, I think more than what they expected.
Yeah.
And she thought it was a good price. They both did, I guess. Her and Dan both thought that. And they signed it. But then she got to thinking about it, you know.
A lot of memories.
And then she thought she didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So then they didn't know what to do. So then they found out that if they didn't sell, they'd have to go through a lawsuit.
That's right.
So then she just sold, and she went out and stayed with Lori, and then they bought this house there on Hillview, and they stayed in there the first night. It was last Thursday night. It was the first time they stayed in there. She'd been staying out with Lori. But
it'll take a little while, I imagine.
I don't know.
That happens when you're not in a hurry, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You put out a sign and it goes just like that. Other ones just sit there.
Oh, I tell you, I don't think they had that sign out there anytime. They must have been looking around for a place.
Probably. They say people do come down from the city and just ride around.
I don't know where he moved from. I think Indianapolis. They had a great big truck there on Saturday afternoon. I know we went down to Tandy's and went around there, and I said, well, they're moving in.
Right away.
Of course, they didn't have no place to go. They had to store their furniture, you know, for a while.
Never turns out exactly right, right when you found a house you like. Your house is not going to sell.
Well, that's what they tell me. They always want me to go into a place in here, you know, Harborview.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me some kind of thing to fill out, and it's filled in there. I filled it out. And I said, well, I wouldn't be any better off in there. I said, I want to go someplace where somebody's going to cook for me. I have to.
You don't want to cook?
I have some. Now, Patty Carter, she comes and cleans for me. And I cook, but it's awful hard to cook for one person.
Oh, my, yes.
And I make stuff, and maybe I'll eat it a couple of times, and then
you don't want it.
I throw more out than I, and I think it's wasteful.
Yes.
And so I've been going down to the meal site. Of course, they come after me and bring me home.
Sure.
And they have
it gives you the rounded meal, and then you can decide.
Then I can get, I don't mind a little something,
you see people.
And you see people and meet different people, and you hear news, you know.
I think so.
I'm here, you know, and of course, the only ones that call me, they call me and tell me, or I call them, and and since Harlan's here, and Cindy, he tells me, he calls me about every day or every other day. Anyhow,
you have a lot of people
to find out. check on me. He always says, check on me.
Yep.
And I said, if you need anything, well, I call. And of course, he has me out there for dinner a lot of times, but I don't like to make a habit of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then Lorraine goes out there an awful lot. Of course, that's your brother.
Mm-hmm.
So she feels better, and I said,
nice to have them around.
And I said, I don't really have any close relatives anymore, just nieces and nephews, but they are good to me.
I was going to say, they're nice people,
they
care about you.
And they do come down, and they have me up, and, but...
You can go about as much as you want to, then.
I don't... they want the... Patrick, he wants me to get in there, and I said, Patrick, I don't think I'd be happy in there. I said, I'd have two rooms, and I said, I'd have to get rid of a lot of stuff. And I said, I got everything handy here. I know where everything is. And
If it gets to be a burden to you, then you can think about it.
And I said, as long as I got somebody that will come in and clean, I can just kind of dust around. I don't do it very often, but...
I don't see why you should.
Thank you.
Do it again. But if you need heavy things moved or something like that, that comes often enough. So that,
and they get my groceries and things for me, and I don't know.
As long as you're comfortable, I think that's fine.
I said if I went any place, I think I'd go up there at that Pine Knoll.
I've heard good things about
Pine Knoll. Ann Arbuster and Tommy and are up there, and she called me the other day. I sent her a Christmas card, and she called me to thank me for it, and I asked her how she got. Well, I don't think she's too happy there.
Oh, really?
No. And the way she talked, like, to me, I didn't
know.
Probably
quite an adjustment.
Hmm? It's probably. And she said...